Royals and Indians. Josh Tomlin would take the hill for the Indians in search of his third win of the year. What kind of a game would Jason Kipnis have? We'll soon find out. Let's take it to the bottom of the third. Kipnis at the plate.
And a swing and a soft liner to center. It's going to drop for a base hit. That'll score Jackson. Into third is Perez. The Indians take a 1-0 lead.
And the 3-2. Swung on. Here's a high fly ball. Right center field. Hit well. Headed to the alley. Ramirez. He scores. And it's an RBI double for Austin Jackson.
Hit hard and through into right field. A base hit for Santana. 8-1 Cleveland as Bradley Zimmer touches home plate.
Jason Kipnis, double, two singles. Swung on and hit high and deep to right field. And gone for Kipnis. What a day for the Indian second baseman. Swings, ground ball to short. Gonzalez gobbles it up, sets, throws, ball game. Career complete game number 5 for Josh Tomlin.
Indians crush the Royals 10-1. Not a good day for Danny Duffy, 6 earned runs through 4 innings pitched. Terry Francona watched Josh Tomlin pitch his 5th career complete game on Sunday as the Indians crushed the Royals 10-1. Here's what Francona had to say.
He struck out 3 because he had 1 the ninth. No walks, and just pitched like you're supposed to. He used his curveball a little bit more, but he also threw his fastball in a little bit more, and it opened up the plate. He, you know, added, subtracted. It was really fun to watch him pitch like that. And then for us, you know, to get some runs, and then the way he's pitching, you know, we needed a day like that. And it's one day, but we still, you know, I was happy for our hitters. They were able to relax a little bit, and you know, we're running the bases and going first to third, and you know, it was a needed game. Starting with Kip and on down all the way, whether guys took their walks or got big hits. Austin swung the bat very well today. Santana, I mean, we did a lot of good things offensively. That was, I mean, you saw what Zim can do even on the base hit getting to second. I mean, there. It's and again, you know, we played with a lot of energy today. Some of that's, I mean, when you have 18 hits, you're going to look like that. We're going to have to find a way every day to come out with the same drive, however you want to say it, because we're not always going to get 18 hits. But I was really happy for our hitters.
Jason Kipnis goes 4-for-4 with a home run and 2 RBIs in Sunday's win against the Royals. Here's what he had to say about his brilliant day.
I mean, we're saying the same thing you guys are. We know we can be playing better. Games like this only reassure us that this is the type of product that we can roll out there when everyone's going well. This is how good we can be. And so it's frustrating when it just doesn't always show up every day. We've talked about it, but at the same time, it's more obviously going out and doing it than just talking about it. But we're talking about it in the sense that we're not trying to panic. We're not trying to force things. We're very capable of putting together like a 25-5 month or something like that, but it's coming down to where if the offense and pitching gets rolling together, yeah, we really like our chances. That's why there's the excitement that we had going into this year. But we're fortunate right now in the way the division's kind of playing out so far. I think everyone's kind of taking their licks and no one's pulled away. So while we've kind of spun our tires, we're not looking too far up, and that's a good thing to have. A little bit. I don't know what the numbers are, but he's always been kind of that stopper for us. So every time we needed a win, he's always, you look at him and it doesn't matter who he's going against, he comes out and, I mean, he was locked in from before the game. You could see him just walking around. He was kind of keeping to himself, and you could tell, just let him go do what he does, and had a lot of conviction with his pitches today, so he looked really good.
Monday, the Royals are back in Kansas City to host a 3-game series against the Tigers. Same day, the Indians are in Cleveland to kick off a 4-game series against the Athletics.